Welcome to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Shift your course, transform your life, do more of what you love with Dr. Kathy Hunter.
Hello and welcome back. It's Dr. Kathy Hunter with the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Welcome back. We are going to get right to it because last week's podcast, we started talking about the world's happiest people share these 15 things in common. And I believe we got to number 5. So I hope you enjoyed that. So I'd like to finish the list. So if you haven't listened to the first podcast on this, just go to my page to 5 Degrees to Your Future, look at the library, and it's just the podcast right before this one. And this again was a journalist, Dan Witters, and he spoke to Dan Buettner of the Blue Zones, which we've talked a lot about. And it was all about these 15 things that are habits of happy people and they tend to have in common. So number 6, you learn something new or interesting every day. Now, this is very easy for me, and of course, I'm going to talk about how it relates to me and talk about everyone else, of course, seeing it through my eyes. I have shiny object syndrome. I have talked about it before. I guess it's sort of ADD, sort of, not that I've ever been diagnosed, but I get very interested in things, and when I get interested, I dive in, and then next thing you know, I see something else shiny or interesting, and I jump in it. Now, I am not completely unfocused because, of course, I do this podcast, and I have my practice, and I can actually focus on things, but learning is, I just have a zest for it. It just brings a smile to my face. It could be about things I don't even really care too much about. But that is a really big thing. And I know a lot of people tend to shy away from that if they're older and they're working in their job and kind of grinding it out, if you will. But again, just to keep one, your mind sharp and just to learn about the world. And that's a really good trait. And I could see how that makes you happy because that makes me happy. Number 7, you have someone in your life who encourages you to be healthy. This is a big one. It does not have to be a spouse or a significant other. It does not have to be even someone who lives in your home. It could be a parent. It could be a friend. But there is something to be said about when you have people in your corner. And being healthy is a big thing. Now, I know it's really easy probably to find friends or someone to go out with to eat, you know, a not so healthy meal or go get ice cream, and all that has a time and a place. But in general, as we know, health is really your biggest gold. And if you don't have your health, as we know, doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter what your status in life, you're screwed. So definitely finding, I guess you could say, a health buddy or just someone that really just encourages you. I know my husband and I do it to each other in terms of keeping each other on track. I'm more the food department, but he's more the gym department. It's not my favorite thing to do, although I'm enjoying it more and more. And there's some days I just don't want to go. And he says, okay, let's go to the gym. And there you go. So that's an important one. Number 8. You eat healthy every day. Again, can be very challenging, especially if you are working a lot, if you have children, if you're taking care of parents or other loved ones. Usually you get pushed to the wayside, but there is nothing like the feeling of eating healthy. Your body is vibrant, your mind is clear, and it's not as hard as you think, but the biggest thing for eating healthy is definitely prepping. And I know for myself, over the weekend or even on a Monday after work, I make sure I try to get food for the week. Because as we know, if you don't have good food in the house, you tend to go out and eat. And eating out isn't necessarily very healthy. So definitely eating healthy every day. Number 9, you eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables at least 4 days every week. Well, this is kind of funny to me because being a vegetarian, I eat that no problem. And I enjoy fruits and vegetables. But I still get surprised. Some of my friends who are in their 50s still don't eat a lot of vegetables. And again, it kind of blows me away because I like the taste of them. But my goodness, get with the program, because that's where you get your health and your vitality from, all those antioxidants and nutrients and minerals, et cetera, from fresh fruits and vegetables. And I know, at least in Southern California, we are so lucky because any store within a couple miles from our house, you can get wide variety. And I will add to that number 9, eating organic as much as you can, because that has a big impact. Number 10, you go to the dentist at least once per year. I have said it before, the dentist is not my favorite place. I like my dentist. I think he's awesome. I just don't like the whole thing. Painful. I don't even like getting my teeth cleaned, et cetera, et cetera. However, being a big girl, I have made myself for years now at least go get my teeth cleaned twice a year. And I'm finding as I get older, now I have to go 3 times a year. And it is a huge piece of your health. There's so much to do with your teeth health that have to do with the rest of your body. One is heart health, because if your teeth are not healthy, they can have a lot of bacteria, not just on the enamel, but also on the gums. And when you swallow that, that goes down the gullet and it can get to your heart pretty quickly. And also too, just being able to break down your food and chew it properly has a huge impact on how your body digests things. And if you're in pain or you're missing teeth, I've seen it all, it's very difficult to do that. So if you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, listen, I'm with you in solidarity. It's not my favorite place, as you have discovered, but you really should go get checked. And I'm going to add to that too, eye doctor as well. Get your eyes checked. It's so very important for your health. But teeth health, huge. Definitely get your teeth checked. Get your teeth cleaned at least twice a year, and you're going to increase your vitality. Trust me on that one. Number 11, in the last 12 months, you have received recognition for helping to improve the city or area where you live. And I love that. I thought that was very interesting on this list, because everything else kind of was a little different. And I personally have not received recognition. I can't say I've physically been out doing something specific in my city or area to make it better. Of course, I try on my own terms to make my city and area better, but I haven't really worked with the community in a long time. Years ago, I was generously asked to be on a board of directors for a local charity here in my town. And we would do events. They were really fun. Shout out to one of the girls. And we would take that money and donate it locally to charities that we thought needed some help. And it was very satisfying. It was a lot of work, but it was manageable. And I lament sometimes that I really need to start doing that again, not with that charity per se, but something like my dear friend Karen. Shout out to Karen. She volunteers her time at a local thrift store almost every week, and she works full time and she's very busy traveling and pickleball friend, all that good stuff. And she goes and volunteers, and it's a wonderful charity, and she loves helping, and it's all about stopping human trafficking, and it's wonderful. And so this is a reminder to me that I need to get involved a little more. So that's an interesting one. Number 12, you don't smoke. I find that like a duh. I mean, especially nowadays, but you know, hey, cigarette companies are still in business, and with vapes, with the nicotine, they're not chemical free, even though they say a lot of times they are. It is not good for you. Obviously not good for your lungs, not good for your whole body. My mother smoked for 53 years, and believe it or not, she developed bladder cancer because of smoking, and she, of course, could not understand the connection. Well, it's all connected, but she was lucky she got away with that one. But it's terrible for you, and not to mention it is so expensive. When I'm at whatever, 7-Eleven or a road stop, a truck stop, and you see how much cigarettes are, I want to say the last time I saw it, they were close to $10 a pack. let me tell you something. I could think of a lot more things to buy with that money. And it's dirty too. So no offense to smokers, but that's a pretty quick thing you could handle. Now, I get people get very addicted to nicotine, but there's so much help out there. And that, if you do smoke, if you actually change that and turn that around and stopped, you will absolutely add years to your life. That's huge. Number 13, you are of a normal, healthy weight. Again, kind of an obvious thing, but I know for myself over the last couple years when I started to gain a couple pounds, I just put it off to around 50 years old. It's not the kindest age for women going through perimenopause or about to. Your hormones go wacky. And, you know, I wasn't giant, but I could feel a little squishy in my middle and around my thighs. And I just thought, well, that's just, you know, getting older. And I realized that is BS in terms of me. Now, of course, there are medical conditions and other things that can really be detrimental to people losing weight. However, it's a formula. And I know we've talked about intermittent fasting and time restricted eating. And there's all sorts of plans you can follow that are out there, Noom and Weight Watchers, and just restricting bad carbohydrates and not eating 3 hours before bed. And even if you just took one of those changes in your diet and you stuck with it, you will lose weight. And the diet is a huge one, especially as you get older, because when you're younger, you tend to, quote unquote, get away with things a little more. So of a normal, healthy weight. And also, too, I found something very interesting. If you Google body fat percentage photos for men and women, and you look at it honestly, and these photos literally just show the person from the shoulders down to the top of their hips. And of course, women in sports bras, but they show 5% body fat, 10%, 15%, et cetera, et cetera. And you can literally rough and dirty look at yourself and then look at these pictures. And it's pretty accurate. So if you want to really get a hold of your health, you really have to handle your weight and be of a healthy weight. So taking a look at that on Google is kind of eye-opening. But it, you know, listen, you just have to really answer to yourself. And again, we're here to live a long, healthy, prosperous, fun life, not being sick. So keep your weight at a healthy level. And if you can't do it yourself, please get help, because it's out there. 14, you exercise at least 30 minutes, at least 3 days per week. Again, living in Southern California, I just can't imagine not doing that. And again, you get busy, work, kids, life, etc. But there is nothing better than even just taking a walk. 30 minutes, 3 days a week, you can do that. Hey, if you're somewhere where it's freezing, get a treadmill, join a gym. But I know with exercise, and I'm very blessed that I've been exercising regularly since I was a kid with track and running and cross country, and it really is in my blood, and it makes me very happy. And I know that's not the case for a lot of people. They don't love it. It's torturous, all that. But start with walking. Start with something. And work up. If you can't get to 30 minutes 3 days a week, do 5 minutes 3 days a week, and then move to 10, et cetera, et cetera. This is what I tell my patients, especially older ones. You get in a rut. You haven't done it in so long. You don't want to start. You're going to be sore. But literally just start with a walk. And if you can't walk, you can do chair yoga. You can do Tai Chi. There's a lot of stuff out there. So the minimum 30 minutes, at least 3 days a week. And also too, go with a friend. To me, there's nothing more fun than going for a run with some of my buddies, like this morning. Went with Angie and Brittany, shout out to both of them. And we did some trail running this morning. Was it difficult? Yes, but we had a great time and we were out in nature, and what a way to start the day. So if you haven't put in 30 minutes, 3 days a week of exercise, this is your reminder to start that now. And last but not least, number 15, you are active and productive every day. Now, if you have a job, that's pretty much the norm, right? You have to get up and go to something and do stuff. But, you know, people fall on hard times, people get depressed, people have health issues. But it really is important, not just for your body, but for your mind to be active and productive every day. And if you're not, you need to figure out how you can do that. And productive doesn't necessarily mean you have to make all this money. Literally, do a crossword puzzle, clean the house, do your laundry. I mean, break it down. Go to the simplest task you can get done. And once you start doing that, you're going to feel better and want to do more and be even more active and productive. And like I said, walking, that's active, productive. Again, you can do stuff in your house to be productive. So that was a pretty interesting list, don't you think? And I really get this, that if you share most of these habits, you tend to be very happy. And again, I'm very blessed. You know, I did have to go through hell and back to get the life I have now, but I can admit I'm very happy and I would love for you to be happy too. So drop a comment, leave me a DM at Kathy Hunter Glover or at Shop Hunter Holistics. I'd love to hear what you think about it. And check out Dr. Mercola. This article is on his library. It's a private membership because I think I mentioned his articles are only there for, I think, 48 hours. Then they go to the private, unfortunately, with what happened in the past. But it's a great article. And I'm sure you could find it somewhere else because it's Dan Buettner of the Blue Zones and also Dan Witters with the Gallup poll that did it. So if you just type that into Google, you might be able to find it without going to Dr. Mercola's censored library. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're getting happier thinking about how many of those things you're going to start doing. And until then, take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And please leave a rating for the podcast as well. You can follow Dr. Kathy Hunter on Instagram at Kathy Hunter Glover. And until next time, enjoy the journey.